WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. We thought August was the crab cake season, but we have decided to extend the crab cake season into each and every Friday. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour will soon be presented, if not right now, by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. Now joining us from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, the director. No stranger to, well, you're a stranger to Baltimore Positive, but not the WNSD. We welcome John Martin back onto the program in the football season, which always makes trouble between like a Maryland guy and an Ohio guy, right?
Well, yeah, that's going to happen. Good morning, Nestor. Hey, we are thrilled to be here and take a larger role in our conversation. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I tell you what, I dreamed up this crab cake tour and I ran into lots of people around the state. I went from Ocean City to Deep Creek in Oakland. Great antiquing in Oakland, Maryland. I want to point that out. I learned a lot about the state, but you know, when I've gotten together with you over the course of time, it is a big state, right? And there's a lot of people and a lot of places. And I know, one of the parts of the crab cake tour was I'm a Baltimore guy, but like, if you really want the crab cakes, you kind of got to go across the bridge and get them. So much has changed since the last time you and I got together. I mean, hasn't been a decade, but it's been going on that. And so much has changed in my world with sports and what I've done and with gaming and mobile. Yep. And I was in Vegas last week, John. So bring everybody up to speed on where casinos and racing and lottery and things are and where you sit in all this, because the role of your seat, you're new to the role, but you're not new to the lottery, right? But things change a lot here and certainly have over a number of years, haven't they?
You know, it's tried and true, but the more things change, you know, that's the more they stay the same. Is that how it goes? I think
I'm trying to learn the old axioms to figure out the new ones.
Right. But you know what? It's been a real great ride. I've been here now a little over 10 years. And the lottery 10 years ago was a different place. We had just started in the casino segment as a regulator for the casinos. At that point, there were one or two on board. Now we have six casinos. The topic that's on the top of everyone's mind is sports wagering, which is an emerging business unit here in Maryland. It surrounds us. You look at Pennsylvania, Virginia, Delaware, West Virginia, the District of Columbia. So everybody around us is in the sports wagering business. So it's been time now for us to get in on it. And the voters in the state of Maryland in November, overwhelmingly by a 2-1 margin. Now, I'm not a political guy, but a 2-1 margin, that's pretty significant.
I don't even know that it's as much about wagering or playing games or the state's role as much as it is, this is a revenue generator, right? And absolutely. I got off a plane from Vegas. And John, this is my 30th year doing radio. And I go back to no Ravens. The Colts were gone, right? So we didn't have sports. And we would sit here on Friday and talk about games and plus seven and minus three and all that. Any of that happened was either illicit in an alley somewhere, right?
Sure.
Or you got on a plane and went to Vegas, right? Yeah. And Vegas. Now Vegas has a team. The NFL's in on it. I see it. Baseball's – everybody's in. But your thing's kind of unique in that it really does sort of fund our state and things that all of us drink and eat from, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, during our future conversation, I'd be more happy to do a deeper dive on our beneficiary programs. But you're right. Everything we do, first and foremost, we are a revenue generator for the state of Maryland. And that's selling scratch-off tickets, daily numbers, games, revenue that comes through the casinos, revenues that will come through sports wagering. All of that gets funneled through various channels and ultimately a great portion of that. Last year, fiscal year ended June 30th, we had nearly $1.4 billion that we returned to the state of Maryland.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of nickels and dimes. I mean, that adds up. And that's two primary beneficiaries. One is the state's general fund, which then gets dispersed. So you talk about being in Oakland, you know, from Oakland and Ocean City, the programs that benefit Marylanders all over the state.
That's why we send people to Annapolis, right?
Yeah,
trying to figure out what to do with it.
Right. And then the casino's beneficiary, the primary beneficiary is the Maryland Education Trust Fund. So you look at all the things that the promise that was delivered on over the years, and that is it's funding worthwhile programs from one end of the state to the other, in public works, public service, environment, education, and lottery dollars go into that every year, and it's going to get It's going to even grow. I mean, last year the pandemic was nuts, right? I mean, for all the businesses, yet we found our sales numbers increased. And when you looked at the apparent inconsistency with that, I mean, there were really no disposable income options during the pandemic. You couldn't go to sporting events. You couldn't go to movie theaters. You couldn't go to restaurants. And people had only one outlet, basically, and that was lottery. While they were going to the grocery store and convenience stores and gas stations, which were essential businesses, you know, they put a couple bucks down on a lottery ticket.
My wife is guilty of that. Every time there's a jackpot, she's a jackpot player. You know what I mean? So she loves doing that and goes out of her way. And, you know, she keeps me up on drawings. Now that we're partners here, I will never be lost on that. John Martin is here. He's the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Got to get the gaming part of that in there. I guess the reason I would even bring up the money in regard to where it goes, I spent years and years and years on the radio talking to people about Vegas where they would place that bet, take that money out of state, take that entertainment money, the flight, the hotel, like the whole deal and go that way. And I think things really changed here when casinos came. I think this app and mobile wagering will change things. But you guys have sort of a tried and true sort of thing that you do, going back to the time I hit the 3-digit number and used my money to go see Springsteen in Philadelphia back in '80, right? So that's my lottery. That's my lottery story. You know, I hit 936 was the number. I hit it. I boxed it. But for you, I mean, you know, the way people play now, there's so many different ways to play than just being in a convenience store in the middle of like COVID, right?
Exactly. And we are intrigued by what the prospects for mobile wagering can mean in the sports wagering environment. And that's we're several months away from that yet. We have to work through all the legislation to get us to mobile wagering. But in the interim, our tried and true brick and mortar retail locations, I'm very proud of the fact we have 4,400 lottery retailers. And a lot of these folks are small business owners. No, it's not all the Royal Farms and the giant grocery stores. It's the mom and pop places and the convenience stores and the corner liquor stores and the smaller grocery stores in the neighborhoods that really benefit from being a lottery retailer. And the people in that community have that affinity. You mentioned your 3-digit number. I mean, they have their numbers. they have them and they play them daily and they look forward to that. And each month we roll out new scratch-off tickets. And just recently we launched our new Lucky family of scratch-off tickets.
They're on the front of Baltimore Positive right now. They look green.
Well, there you go. One of them might be. But,
well, the Ravens scratch-off, though, is something you guys have done forever, right?
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a great partner. And I know a lot of your listeners and your followers know how truly first class an organization the Baltimore Ravens are. And this is our 13th year. And just to put that in perspective, the NFL 13 years ago kind of took the wraps off and allowed NFL properties and their teams to make deals with local lotteries and sell scratch off tickets. And back then, and I was in the industry back then, I know I look relatively young, but this was a long time ago.
You're seasoned.
I'm seasoned. Thank you. they opened it up and I would have to guess now, maybe at least half of the NFL franchises had marketing deals with teams and probably 90% of those were one and done, you know, 1 year. Well, that didn't work. And so when you look at the legacy that the Ravens and the Maryland Lottery have had to be not only consistent year in and year out, but to do as well as we do, it is probably the cornerstone of the NFL lottery partnerships in the league. And we're very proud of that. And the Ravens continue to work hard at it. They have great second chance prizes. You know, it's one thing to win the instant ticket and see the dollar amount pop up right there. And whether it's, you know, a couple bucks or thousands of dollars. But a lot of what we do, Nestor, and your fans know this, is that we have a second chance drawing. And the prizes are incredible. The ultimate top prize, season tickets for 20 years.
That's a lot of football. That's good years and bad years, though. We're in a good year, though, right here. I mean, so far, so good. I'm feeling good about how things went on Sunday night here.
Yeah. But look at it. I mean, you know, we've been doing this for 13 years. That means somebody who's won the 20-year prize hasn't, they're still benefiting. They're still going to games.
Well, I see you guys, you feature some of these folks and yeah. I've seen them jump around and have a good time over the course of time, but we never do a catching up with them. You know what I mean? Find me the season ticket holder that's had them the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a prize. And you know, you guys have done all sorts of creative stuff in regard to prizes. I remember when prize just used to be money, right? They just drop money off or whatever. And then you'd say, oh, I got to pay taxes on this. But you guys have gotten very, very creative. That's the industry though, right? Like this is you've been doing for a long, long time. Trying to keep games fun and creative is what keeps you up at night, and the way a restaurant tries to keep their food creative, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's you know, very much a loyalty, and we don't take that for granted. You know, players are loyal to a point, and if they don't feel that they're getting their value or the experience starts to get a little stale, they'll move on. And so one of the reasons we have new games launched every month, whether they be our scratch-off tickets or a new product line we have called Fast Play, you know, those games need to be fresh and front and center, and why we look for places like retail locations and working with people like yourself to make sure that people are aware of jackpots as they grow, whether it's the big Mega Millions and Powerball games or even some of our in-state games like our multi-match game. You know, those are things that people have an affinity to and they're loyal to that game, but they also want to know that they're getting a return on that and as an engagement, that they're getting something that's unique that they may not get from another lottery. So we enjoy putting together some very attractive things for our players.
John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You can let yourself play and come along with us. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour now presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'll tell you what, on Friday, we're going to be up in Hampstead, going back to Greenmount Station for the first time since before the pandemic. John, I've had a lot of crab cakes. I've swallowed a lot of aggression and a lot of crab cakes over the last 6 weeks here or so. We're going to be up at Greenmount Station. I want to plug away. Dave Richardson, who owns the bowling alley next door up there, is going to be joining us. Matt Laraway from Chesapeake Realty, Matt Collender, who is the head of the committee to construct a sign for the Manchester Valley High School. So we're going to be celebrating Hampstead, celebrating crab cakes, celebrating neighborhoods every Friday. Mayor Brandon Scott will be our guest at Coco's on October the 8th, and I'm also putting together an all-star ensemble as we move the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back into the city. We were Costas last week, and as you know, we were all over the state. Now, listen, this is a little personal here, but you weren't born. You weren't lucky enough. You weren't privileged enough to be born here in the state of Maryland. But you've migrated, you know, here to the shores of they call it the land of pleasant living is the way we used to say it in the old Natty Bow spots. Land of pleasant living. Do you want me to sing the jingle to you?
No, not really.
Well, I could. But you're here now.
Are you, yes.
Crab cake guy?
You know what? Love crab cakes. I won't embarrass myself or particular locations. But yes, my wife and I enjoy crab cakes now and again. You know what? If it's not too bold, I wouldn't mind. I'm not trying to invite myself in for a free meal here. But you know, maybe we could do this on the road, and I can join you at one of these.
Well, if you come to Greenmount Station, see a lot of these places, and this was part of the rub on the crab cake tour. I went to places I had never had a crab cake. That was the whole idea in August, especially, was just to go places I've never been. See, Greenmount Station's like furniture for me. I mean, I've had Hall of Fame football players in there with me. Yeah. I've had Steve Smith and Marshall Yonge, like down the line, Flacco. They've all been to Greenmount Station, right? Not that he's going to the Hall of Fame, but he should. The Raven Hall of Fame, you know, whatever. I'm always respectful for guys who bring us parades, even if they're not Ray Lewis or Ed Reed at this point. Right. But Greenmount Station has, I found them. I met Chris at a Big Brothers Big Sisters event that my wife and I were cooking food for. Oh, wow. This is probably 2006 or 2007 that we were invited onto the club level. It was a long time ago. We made, my wife and I made our very, very famous Venezuelan pork nachos from Dundalk. So we made that, and I tasted his crab cake and I'm like, oh my God, it's delicious. This is 15 years ago. It became our friendship, and his crab cake tastes a little like the Angelina's crab. Now, yeah, it's Old Line Baltimore, Harford Road. Yeah. So anyway, I've had his crab cake before, but we're going to celebrate his crab cake again. And the idea of the Crab Cake Tour, as you figured out, is to sort of go neighborhood to neighborhood and talk about things. Because I can talk sports Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I've got the guys from Detroit on all week talking about the Lions. I'm doing Ravens postgame. But there's room for greater conversations. And I think you've seen me grow up in that in your 10 years here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you talked about Costas. You talked about Greenmount Station. You know, these are people that are lottery retailers. So, I mean, I'm not trying to force something in here. But, you know, these are people.
But they're right under your nose. Like Royal Farms. I go in there all the time. I get gas. I get chicken. Got lottery tickets.
But, you know, so I think it's important that we're part of this sponsorship and we're loving the opportunity not only to have these chats, but maybe to get out in the community, work with some of our retailer partners as well, and see if we can't just take this whole thing to another level.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give some scratch offs away. I used to do that at the barn 25 years ago. We used to give out the scratch off tickets. So I'll get to see all the colors. I'll get to hold them up on the air and do all of that. John Martin is here. The Crab Cake Tour is presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be doing it mostly every Friday for the most part to get some mojo going into some neighborhoods, usually late in the afternoon. And I'm going to be inviting sponsors, friends, neighborhood people, storytelling, doing the stuff that we've been known to do around here. Next time we get together, I do really want to understand more, and you're going to be educating me every week because I really am. I'm not a gambler like on sports in that way, like blackjack. You know, I go to Vegas, whatever. I played the lottery, obviously. My wife, you know, does second chance, like all of that. But when it comes to wagering on a football game or betting on a team, and I've been doing sports 30 years. I get every email from every casino and this and that with odds and for Lamar Jackson to be the MVP, exotic way of propositions, all of that. It's not my thing, but I know it's coming and it's going to be everybody's thing here at some point. And I know our mindset's going to change on this. My mindset's already changing just watching baseball and football and seeing how it's being pitched to me through legitimate channels here lately. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is going to affect everyone who wagers on everything in our state, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But I will draw a line here of distinction.
Sure.
Our role in sports wagering will be a regulator. So
what does that mean? Because I wrote that down. You said that in the first sentence. You said regulator.
So think of a regulator as the umpire in baseball or as the official in a football game. It's someone who kind of keeps the game level and
fair
and fair and calls the balls and strikes, as opposed to the lottery that we operate. So lottery is like, you know, the baseball team, you know, and the regulator.
I guess I'm going to need examples of regulation. You know what I mean? Like of what could go wrong and what needs to be policed to go right. And I guess my example would be back when they were starting the online fantasy football stuff, there was clearly hokey pokey going on online, not state, but just put your money in the pot. That would be probably where regulation has to happen. And if the state's going to be a part of this, someone needs to be the umpire, right?
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the oversimplistic view is someone needs to be the umpire. And that's on any of the gaming operations, the casinos, daily fantasy sports, sports wagering, you know, eventually esports. I mean, you know, when you start to look at things, I mean, I talk about 10 years ago, who knew what esports
were? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know that you and I are the demographic.
You're
closer than I am, but it's a whole different concept.
I'm going to watch people play sports. I'm just trying to get my arms around it. I'm just trying to stay interested in the Ravens this week and Detroit and all. Anything you want to say about the level of excitement around it? Because you are partners with the Ravens. Obviously, I've been chasing the Ravens around forever. To witness the kind of excitement we witnessed, and for me being at the game after the game and seeing people celebrating like they won the Super Bowl, the one thing I would say about the fan base is changing, and it has to, because people our age are the tailgating group for 25 years. Those aren't the people sitting behind me in the seats I've been sitting in 20 years. That was a different group of people, and I think that there's a whole generational thing going on, and you're familiar with that being from Ohio, where it's handed down and down and down and down again.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what makes it special, I think.
Yeah. And I think any professional sports enterprise, I mean, people have that link, right? It's innate. I don't care where you're from the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, North Coast. I don't care where you're from, you know, where you're born, you have that innate link to a professional sports team. You may not even know that you do, but you do. And it's exhibited in things like, you know, exciting wins, exciting victories, championships. I mean, those things bring out, incredible feelings and emotions, and it's great to see happen. And we're just proud to be a part of it.
I would say this, at least from a Browns guy and a Ravens guy, when the Steelers lose, we can all celebrate. So it's a good week for everybody, right?
Yeah, crab cakes for everybody.
John Martin is here. He will be joining us every week. We're going to be talking lottery and gaming. And what I really want to do is educate our audience and learn more about when you do let yourself play. Each and every Friday, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by the Maryland Lottery. This week's Greenmount Station, working on an October 1st location, soon to be confirmed. And we're going to be October 8th with Mayor Brandon Scott at Coco's and other esteemed guests. I'm working on some fun stuff for that as well. It's great to visit with you again. Always good to catch up and continue to learn more about casinos and sports wagering and scratch-off tickets and Ravens relationships and places we can play and jackpots. Gave a lot of money away Tuesday night, right? And that's not just a Maryland thing. When we see those on the billboards, that's a global thing, right?
Right. Powerball and Mega Millions are nationwide, and it's great to see those numbers roll, and it's even better when they're Maryland victories, but we all share in the excitement. Absolutely.
Well, you mentioned the retailers, the mom and pop stores that sell your tickets. I always know when they've sold a big one. Yeah. The media usually descends down upon them. John, I will see you next week, hopefully after something embarrassing doesn't happen in Detroit for our purple football team. All right?
Thanks, Nestor. Look forward to it.
John Stay Martin safe. Is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, joining us here. He's going to join us on a weekly basis and have some other esteemed guests visiting from time to time as well. Each and every Friday, right around 2 o'clock, we're going to get together and celebrate community, celebrate neighborhoods, maybe have a beer and a crab cake before it's all over, because it's Friday and everybody's working for the weekend. I am Nestor. All of our WNST and wisdom is brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets, and our wise conversations can all be found out at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.